Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing Parashat Mishpatim. Musar from the Parashat. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shalama, Vodachonim, Vichlalam, Chamdav, Rachmach, Hanajan, Amen, Chamukam, and Nifkas, Arba, and Manir, Shalom, Masara, David, Ben, Rachel, Yafel, Bad, Deborah, Rifkab, Dachav, Rifkab, Deser, Shalom, Masar, Fair, Menam, Shabbat, Hanaf, Hamad, Miriam, Yudam, and Yafan, Chayes, and Rachel, Hanas, Yafab, and Makam, and Amen, Chalus, and Ramachan, and Rachel, and Rachel, Okay, today's class, we're continuing Parashat Mishpatim. There's a very interesting pasuk, very important pasuk in our parasha. One of the mitzvot that we have, the pasuk says the following. It says, "Im kesef talve et ami, et he'ani imach, lo tiye lo ken noshe, lo tesimon alav neshech." This means you shall not, it says, when you're lending money to somebody, first of all, you have a mitzvah from the Torah to lend to another Jew money. When another Jew is in need of money, we have a mitzvah to lend them. It says, when you lend money, and to the poor person who you're giving to, don't act with him as a creditor. Don't treat him like a creditor. And don't put interest on him. Don't place interest on him. This aspect of, and this mitzvah of not putting interest on another Jew, it's a very, very important mitzvah we have in our Torah. But it's very important because we need to understand the reason behind it. If you look at Rashi, the way Rashi explains, why can a person not charge interest on another Jew? It's a very good question. Right? What's the explanation for why a person should not charge interest on another Jew? So Rashi says, if you look at the Rashi, he says, ribit shu ken neshichat nachash. He says, interest is like a snake bite. Why? He says, shen noshech chabura ketana b'raglo ve'nu margish. He says, what does a snake do? A snake bites a small little hole. A snake makes a little tiny mark and you don't even feel it. Upitom hu mevatbet v'nofeach ad kodkodo. And slowly, slowly, that pain starts going up and up and up and up and up all the way until it gets to the head. He says, this is how the snake works. It puts in a little venom. You don't feel it. And then slowly, 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 all of a sudden, boom. And Rashi explains, same thing with interest. Kach ribit. Eino margish. You don't feel it. It's a small little amount. Someone gives you $1,000. Okay, you give me back extra $10 a month, whatever. He's charging you interest. So you don't feel it at first. And then what happens? The Midrash says, Rashi says, that you don't feel the interest until slowly, slowly it starts to build and starts to build and starts to build. And then all of a sudden, what happens? Now you're starting to lose money. And now you're starting to go bankrupt. And now you don't have money to pay. But what's the real reason? What's the Midrash that Rashi is quoting? What is he saying why a person should not charge interest? Because when you charge interest, he compares it to a snake bite. That it's as if someone is doing something to you that you think is actually a benefit for you, but in the long run, it'll cause you such bad mental health problems. It'll bring you such stress, such difficulty in life, because you don't realize that it's something now that's harming you, and it will harm you in the long run. And this idea that Rashi is teaching us of long-term harm is something that's so vital and so important in our Torah, and to the extent, could be even why the Torah prohibited a person charging interest on another Jew, because we have to recognize and understand that there are so many things that if you place them in the wrong spots today, they can have a completely different result. 10 years down the line, 20 years down the line, can cause complete damage and harm. I'll give you a few examples. The way a person speaks to someone else, the way a person speaks to his children, speaks to a friend, all of that has a complete effect on who they're going to be when they grow up. There are many, many children today that the way their parents were with them, that either turned them on or turned them off from the direction that their parents went in. If the parents were very kind and sweet with them and always heartwarming, that pushed them in the right direction, the direction that the parents were going in. Sometimes the parents are overbearing and too strict, and it causes them to rebel and go the other way. All of this is learned out from this Rashi. This Rashi is telling us that there is times where one little drop at a time, you think that nothing's happening. You think that one little touch, nothing's happening. But in 10 years from now, that one little touch is going much deeper and much deeper and much deeper. And that's something that we have to pay attention to today. And I think we can even take this in the positive. If we look at it in the positive, if with one word I can damage a person, and I can harm them, and their whole life, God forbid, can be ruined, then how much more so on the other extent? With one word, I can save a person. I can help the person. I can bring a person to so much joy, simcha. There's a story I love to tell with this idea. It's the following story. This is a true story. There was a person who moved with his family. He became a meat inspector. And I believe the country he moved to was Argentina, but I'm not 100% sure. I believe it was Argentina. He moved, and every day his job was to go into the factory and inspect the meat and look in the freezer and so on and so forth. And he's been doing this for multiple years. And the process that he had was he had this routine every day. He would wake up in the morning, he would go, walk to the building, he would walk past the guard, say good morning, go and do his job, take a full day of work in the freezer. He would come out at the end of the day, he would leave the building, say goodnight to the guard, go home to his family, and do this routine day after day after day after day. One day came after multiple years of doing this routine and job. And he went into the factory, he was in the freezer, and all of a sudden there was a blackout. And the electric door of the freezer shut closed. And nobody noticed. Nobody realized. And he's banging and he's banging and he's banging. And it's towards the end of the day and nobody hears him. And everyone starts to leave. And the owner, he says, okay, let's go. He turns off all the lights. He locks up. He wants to go home. He's coming. He's telling the guard, let's go. And the guard says, we're not leaving. And the owner looks at the guard and says, why not? He says, there's someone still inside. He says, what are you talking about? I looked around, I shut off all the lights. There's nobody there. He says, no, there's someone inside. They went inside, they start looking, they start looking, they start looking. All of a sudden, they look in the freezer, they see the guy's banging on the door. Had he stayed there overnight till the morning, he would have died. They open the door and they save his life. So the owner looks to the guard and says, how did you know that the man was still inside? And so the guy told him, listen to this. He said, every single morning, this man, for the past 3 years, said good morning to me. And every single night, he said good night to me. With consistency. He never missed a day. Today he said good morning, tonight he didn't say good night. I knew something was up. One word, you think you're saying good morning to somebody else, you think you're saying good night to somebody else, you think you're saying two words, you think you're helping somebody, it's coming back to you. You don't know how much your nice words, your kind words will not help the other person, will actually help you in return. And this is exactly what the parasha is telling us. It's saying that when a person actually understands the mitzvah of rebate of interest, what is it saying? It's saying that a person should not cause harm to someone. That today he may not feel it, but in the long run, over time, time after time, it'll build up and cause harm in the person's heart. And that is detrimental. And that's something we have to pay attention to, both in the negative and in the positive. Have a great day, everyone.